in the holy name,
if devotees chant the holy name, Krishna himself becomes attracted to be where his devotees are, and in an unseen form he resides in the assembly of these devotees. From there he will go into the hearts of the devotees. Have you ever noticed when you chant Hare Krishna, you look around and you may not yet feel Krishna's presence, but you see devotees who seem to feel Krishna's presence. They sit down with closed eyes and they are clearly absorbed. So then you also feel, I will close also my eyes and absorb my mind more. And after some time, Krishna also comes in your heart. The second place where Krishna resides is in the discussions of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When you are, it is described that Lord Krishna takes his place or comes in the lotus of the heart as soon as a devotee hears the wonderful narrations about him. It is said that he comes through the channel of the ear and then enters the heart. The third place where you can meet Lord Krishna is in the worship of his deities. Lord Krishna personally resides in these transcendental forms which are made according to the directions which he has given in the Shastras. There are actually three ways in which you can view the deities. The first is a material way, the second is a symbolic way, and the third is a devotional way. What are these three ways? Material way is you see, oh, here is the Lord, he is blackish, he has a crown, and there are flowers on him. He is a material form made of marble, cloth, and bio substance, the flowers. The second way in which you can view a deity is in a symbolic way. In this way, you understand Krishna is a symbol, or the deity is a symbol for something else. I do not know if you have this in Persia, but in Germany we have a horn. It goes like this. And wherever this horn is visible, you know this is a symbol for the postal office. I think you must have something like this also. What is it in Persia? A horn? Yeah. Yes, it's a symbol for this horn or whatever. It's a symbol. What is it? It's an international sign. Mm-hmm. It's a symbol for the delivery which the post does. And if you see a little box who has the symbol, you know, Acha. This is connected to the post. I will put my letters into this box. It's a special box, and my letter will be delivered. So some people think the deity is not God, but it is a symbol for God. Huh? It is, it's representing God. That's the second way of viewing the deity. The third way, however, in viewing the deity is in a devotional way, where you see God is almighty, he is present everywhere, but he can become visible in a localized form, just like electricity may be visible all, maybe all over the room, but it becomes visible in these electrical bulbs and the light. I want to tell you a little story about Radha Madan Mohan, which I told to our talented singer this evening. Once in Radha Madan Mohan, there were two at the... See, we have the altar room, and before the altar room, there are many other rooms for their worship. There's one room where the plates are washed, which are used. I think Marjana was doing service in this room before the deity. That's where ordinary people can go who are not priests. But on the altar, only the priest can go. And all those who go in the rooms, there's a kitchen room, there's a room for the cloth, there's a room where the flowers are made, many different rooms. And there's a little room for the Shilas where they are worshipped. It's a whole complicated architecture to visit all the rooms before the deity. So there were two very nice devotees discussing. One devotee said, for me in deity worship, punctuality is the most essential point. I have to be on time with the plates, I have to be on time with the ceremonies and so on. This is what deity worship is, the essence of deity worship. And the other pujari or priest said, no, Krishna doesn't even care for your punctuality if you don't have devotion in your heart. Krishna wants the love of his devotees more. So they were discussing back and forth, but and they all gave their arguments. And then this pujari, who wanted to go to the altar, looked at his watch and thought, oops, it's time, I have to go now on the altar to bring, to offer the food. So when he came on the altar, on the altar you must know, when you enter the altar, then first on the left side are the deities, and just as you enter there is this super exact clock. It's a radio controlled clock. It is by this clock the whole temple of Goloka Dham goes. So the devotee was entering the altar room. Still this discussion was in his mind, but he saw all of a sudden how the super exact German fabricated clock was going crazy. It was moving. And it went from 7 to 8 to 9 to 10 and all around. And he looked at the deity, Radha Madan Mohan, and he thought the deity was just smiling at him. Then he went out to look at the second clock, which is also somewhere, and the same thing happened with the second clock. Then he ran into the kitchen, the deity kitchen, where another clock is, a super exact German clock, and that clock also it went like this. So the other pujari, the other pujari who had raised the point about the heart, also saw these clocks going crazy, all the three clocks going crazy. And it is actually, some of you know this pujari, it's a very, but I should not name, I don't want to say names, because they will hear it all over the world, and then maybe they will not be comfortable with this, that the names are revealed. So the other pujari went to this punctuality pujari. Do you see? It seems Madan Mohan is telling us that my point is right. Time is irrelevant. Punctuality is not relevant, because Madan Mohan is joking. The Lord, this devotional way means you don't think it's a symbol for something else. You think this is Krishna has become, in his great mercy, present, just like electricity, which is invisible, becomes present in a light bulb to reveal his divine pastimes. So multi-seva, or worshipping the deity, is another way where God can reveal himself. Yes? The fourth way is the holy dham. the place where Lord Krishna performed his pastimes. In Brihadbhagavatamrita, it is said that a devotee should go to these places, hear about the pastimes which took place, and sing the glories of the Lord. Now, all these four points where the Lord is present, his holy name, the discussions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the deity, and the holy dham, all these four ways become possible for us to contact when we perform sadhu sangha, which is the fifth way, that is association amongst devotees. This festival, in my mind, is a sadhu sangha festival where devotees come who are serious to advance in Krishna consciousness. And we have already seen some very nice miracles happening. Yesterday, the husband of our Mataji, your good name, Mataji? Setare. Of Setare has come, and Setare didn't even know it. This husband was brought from Dubai, by Krishna's arrangement for 2 hours on Kish. He also didn't know that he would go there. And then Krishna took him to Tehran, after 2 hours. Krishna works in sadhu sangha, and Krishna works as he doesn't always work on airplanes. He usually works on hearts in sadhu sangha. Things become clear to us, and we become more determined. In sadhu sangha, we also appreciate the holy dham much better. In sadhu sangha, we appreciate the holy name much better. In sadhu sangha, we appreciate the deities much better. And in sadhu sangha, we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, we want to use our association. Each one of you, please give his or her best to go. We will go together in sadhu sangha on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. You please turn around now. Those who sit here, please come here. Here's a nice place. Human, you need to be at this place, or can you be at another place? Yeah, because Medinipati needs to be there. We will visit now different holy places, and as we visit the holy places, we will be there. Where is human? Human. Oh, sorry. Would you mind to just go to my back sack and get this little electric tempura? Electric tempura. Mm-hmm. And connect it somewhere here that I can use it. It's in the human. It's in that corner. Oh, das ist ja sehr aufmerksam. Danke. Gaura Hari. Oh, now we can have both the voice and the music. I would like the voice and no more, because we will make the music ourselves. I will put the other machine. The show which Krishna. Yes. My dear devotees. this show which we will be seeing is really Sadhya, oh Sadhya, sit down peacefully and look. This show which we will be seeing is called Vrindavan Art, and I would really like, it's the best show which we have. I saved it for today. Goranka, I don't know if you can see from there. Maybe you should better sit here. No, you can here. This is reserved for you. It's 50 centimeters for you. No, you can sit naturally like this. Yes, yes, yes. Then you can. If you want, you can sometimes. You can sing something. You can even, if you want, make it higher or lower. Yes. Please do. Please do. You know how to. You know this machine? Yes, the volume. Here. Gaurahari doesn't respond.
He just mixed up all the picture.
Oh.
I could put them in order. That is just this art picture that I should replace in the meetings. And you need to open the picture to see where
it is. Acha. Hare Krishna. For a devotee, sacred pilgrimage is very, very important. Usually the sacred pilgrimage, it is taken in all religions. This is the time where many go to Mecca also. It's in all traditions there. Once Prabhupada was asked, why do we go on sacred pilgrimage? And Prabhupada answered, we go on pilgrimage to get an impetus, a pushing, to go back home, back to Godhead. Gaurahari, you will give me a sign when you are ready. So, as I said earlier, there are two energies working in a holy place. They work as much as electricity works. It's the Taraka Shakti, something which liberates us from our old material life, and it is the Paraka Shakti, something which attracts our hearts to Lord Krishna. There's a verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu which says, oh, anyone who comes to the Yamuna under the shade of the tamal trees will develop a desire to see and experience the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. And he will not like to go back into the material world again. I do remember when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in 1976, it was really my first time when I visited Vrindavan, and we had just had a wonderful time there, and we're going back next day to Frankfurt, to Germany. We were a group of a few hundred devotees, and Prabhupada looked at us from his seat and he said, so how did you like Vrindavan? And we all said with a sad heart, wonderful. Prabhupada interpreted this wonderful. He knew we were sad that we had to leave Vrindavan. And then Prabhupada said, you must understand, Vrindavan is not a point on the land map. It's not just a point on the Indian subcontinent. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Now, when you go back to your home places, you should carry Vrindavan with you in your consciousness and make it Vrindavan. you should make Germany Vrindavan. I similarly want to tell you, as we will soon go on the pilgrimage, our flight is a little delayed. Indian Airlines has again a failure, like it always has.